KSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The judge in that Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump says the Fulton County DA must step aside or remove the special prosecutor with whom she had a romantic relationship. Correspondent Mike Balsamo reports the next steps are a little bit unclear.
Bonnie Willis could either step aside from this case and remove the entire district attorney's office, or Nathan Wade could withdraw himself. He's one of many special prosecutors who were hired by Willis's office. Some of those special prosecutors are experts in the RICO statute, one of the charges that were brought in this case. And while Wade has been a central figure, it is very possible that the case could continue without him.
Elsewhere, a federal judge rejecting a bid by former President Trump to toss out his classified documents case. Also at srnnews.com, former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's talk of red lines in Gaza, leaving both supporters and detractors of Israel confused about U.S. policy.
Talent says there's a big downside to the president's on-again-off-again rhetoric on Gaza.
It's prolonging the war.
And he says it all stems from Biden's fundamental dilemma.
He's trying to please two constituencies in his party, the people who want Israel to win and the people who want Israel to lose.
Talent says it's almost an impossible task and one that's not working.
The administration has lapsed into incoherence, which, by the way, is alienating everybody.
Former Senator Jim Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Severe storms blasting several states, leaving at least three people dead in Logan County, Ohio. Major damage reported in parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and Arkansas. And a so-called superstorm has dumped up to 4 feet of snow in parts of Colorado. This is SRN News. An NBA player used a recent media appearance to urge people to repent and believe in Jesus Christ. 22-year-old Jaden Ivey of the Detroit Pistons shared his Christian faith when talking to reporters after a team victory.
First, I just want to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and to any of the world that's hearing this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Jesus is coming back, and we all have to repent for our sins, and we have to put our faith in Jesus. He will come back when you least expect it, and you know it's time to wake up if you haven't put your faith in Jesus Christ.
The YouTube video of his post-game interview has been viewed more than 36,000 times. This is SRN News. Best Buy recalling 287,000 air fryers and air fryer ovens. Overheating can pose fire and laceration risk.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the Insignia brand air fryer ovens can overheat and their glass doors can shatter. The air fryer's handles can also melt or break when overheated. There have been 24 reports of melting or glass shattering, including 6 reports of the fryers catching fire. Consumers are urged to stop using the recalled air fryers and ovens immediately and visit Best Buy's recall page for a refund or store credit. Rich Thomason reporting.
A driver who said his pickup steering locked right before he hit a group of bicyclists in Phoenix a year ago has been charged in connection with the deadly crash. That comes after the NTSB reported testing of the truck found nothing wrong with the steering. More details at srnnews.com.